Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I want you to know that you can be more than a conqueror through Jesus, no matter what situation you're facing, no matter what trial you have to endure. I want to read to you from Romans chapter 8, my favorite chapter in the Bible. And it says, "We know that in everything God works for good for those who love Him, who are called according to His will. For those whom God foreknew, He predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that His Son might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I grew up in a small town, Feeding Hills, Massachusetts, just south of Springfield, western Massachusetts. And I remember when I went to grammar school, I went to a little school called Granger Grammar School. There was the town square right next to the grammar school. And in the town square, there was a statue. And we used to go by it every day. And it was a statue of a woman named Ann Sullivan. And I don't know if you've ever heard of her before, but Ann Sullivan was the teacher of Helen Keller. Ann Sullivan was born in Feeding Hills, Massachusetts, kind of our claim to fame. She taught Helen Keller, and if you know anything about Helen Keller was blind and deaf, but she became an author. She didn't allow her handicap or disablement to push her down. Rather, her challenge made her a champion. She wrote something very interesting. She wrote an article called 3 Days to See. And in this article, she said that most people who see take it for granted, just the ability to see. We live with it, we don't even think about it, and we take it for granted, but oh, what a gift. And she said, "I who am blind can give one hint to those of you who can see. Use your eyes as if tomorrow you were going to lose it. In other words, look at people. Savor life. Savor the ability to read, the ability to watch TV right now. What a gift it is to see and to hear and to have all these perceptions." The thing that touched my heart most about Helen Keller, I think, was the fact that she was blind and deaf. Can you imagine? Yet she communicated to the world. She became an author. And she didn't allow her disability to stop her. Her challenges turned her into a champion. And it's the same way in our life when it comes to attitude. We all have challenges, physical disabilities, relationship trials, storms and tribulations. These are challenges that everybody gets. To live is, and to be human is to suffer and to have to go through. And I love what I just read from Romans 8. It is such a powerful verse that God makes all things work to good for those who love Him. Somehow, in our challenges, even though God didn't give us the challenges per se, life did, being human does, somehow God will make it work to good. I remember the story of my own dad taught me so much about attitude and about challenges and disabilities and how to press on and be victorious. My dad was such an influence in my life. I bear his name. I'm Cedric Jr. Well, my dad was a carpenter, and before he became a carpenter, he was in the Second World War. He was in the Navy, the U.S. Navy. He was in the Seabees, which means that he built things. He had that ability with carpentry. Apparently, one time he was on board one of the ships, and a piece of molten metal flew out. Wouldn't you know, it went right into his left eye. And it seared his pupil, the pupil of his left eye, it seared it shut. And the best surgeons tried to open it up. You know, here was my dad, young and healthy, he had vision in both eyes, and now he's a disabled vet. He lost vision in his left eye. Best surgeons tried, as I said, to open it up. They couldn't do it. For the rest of my dad's life, he lived to be 76 years old. He was blind in his left eye. My dad inspired me because, number one, he never complained about it. I never heard him. I had to ask him what happened to his eye because his eye wandered. He lost the muscular tension in his eye. He never complained about it, never was bitter about it. It was one of those things that just happened in service to our country. Well, he inspired me also because he became a carpenter with one eye. Most men or women can't do it very well with two eyes, but he had that wonderful gift with his hand. He was a master craftsman, and he built all these different things, and he didn't let that disability drag him down. He made a great living, raised a wonderful family, and as I said, never complained about it. He focused on the positive. Instead of focusing on his blindness, he focused on the fact that he could see, and he never took it for granted, and he made the most of it. We all have stuff that threatens us, disabilities, challenges, sufferings, hardships, relationships, as I said, storms. And it's so easy to focus on those hard things and to forget all the blessings. Like Helen Keller said, you know, I'm blind, but I see more than most people that can see do, because they take it for granted and they don't appreciate the good things that they have. I developed in my own eyes, speaking about vision, I've already told you about Helen Keller and about my dad, but I developed a condition called PVD, that's posterior vitreous detachment. That's when the inside of your eye, we have all these floaters, it's kind of like cartilage, this material inside your eye. Well, as you grow older, for some people, it starts to detach inside your eye and it floats around in there. Most people know what floaters are. Well, I have globs of floaters floating around in my eyes, both my eyes. And I remember I went to a doctor to be examined, and he said there's nothing you can do with it, but I found out about a doctor in Southern Florida who actually lasers your eyes, inside your eyes, to get these vitreous detachments floating around in there, because it's very distracting. You know, when you move your eyes, it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these little things where you shake it and the snow's floating around. That's what it's like in my eyes, both my eyes. So, you know, I've always had healthy eyes and everything, and now I'm seeing these globs floating around, and I had to get something done about it. So I went to this doctor in Southern Florida, and he did. He lasered both my eyes. To some degree, it worked. But I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, you know, instead of being so frustrated about the floaters, why don't you concentrate about what you can see? Instead of focusing on what you can't see, why don't you focus on what you can see? And you know, he was so right. He did help me with the lasering and different things, but I realized that I was spending so much of my energy and my time concentrating on the dark images that I see floating around instead of looking at life. You know, we all have stuff in our life. We all have disabilities and hardships. Instead of focusing on that, why not focus on the what you can see? And what you do have, and the blessings that are yours. It's called having a good attitude, and God will make it work to good. You know, everybody is faced with challenges. Challenges make champions, or they make chumps. That's totally up to you. About 8 months ago, actually 7 months ago at this taping, I had to have a right knee replacement. Actually, it was called a partial replacement. There were three compartments in everybody's knee. Left, center, and right. It was my left compartment of my right knee that had worn out due to golf and a lot of running. It was very traumatic for me to have to lose my knee like that. I had surgery. They put in a piece of plastic, and I am now, let's just say it's different than it used to be. And I'm pretty well recovered, but there are some things I cannot do, such as running anymore. I can't play tennis or volleyball or basketball. And, you know, I've been athletic all my life. I love sports. I love to run. I love being out and doing things. And I always prided myself with being able to run faster than everybody else because I'm pretty thin and, you know, I just love to run. Well, now I can't. I can still work out on the elliptical. I can still swim. I still play golf. I can still walk and preach and do different things. But sometimes I'll be in my car driving and I'll see somebody running on the side, you know, jogging like I used to do, and it'll almost bring me to tears. Or I'll go by the gymnasium when I'm at the fitness center and I'll see guys playing basketball, and I'll realize that I can't do that anymore, and it devastates me. And so sometimes it's very easy to get into self-pity, and I'll go home and I'll think, you know, here I am, a priest, I'm an evangelist, I'm doing all this for God. It's like, God, why did you let this happen to me? And time again, what I'll hear from God is, Cedric, don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. See, God didn't do this to me. God is the one who helps me through it. And some of you, you know, it's easy to get into self-pity and to think, you know, why did God let this happen to me? It happens to everybody. Just by the fact that we're human. Everybody has stuff. Everybody has things that they have to go through. And so rather than blaming God or being in self-pity, time and time again, I listen to what God has told me. Cedric, instead of concentrating and focusing on what you can't do, focus on what you can do. And I can do a lot. I can do just about everything that I used to be able to do. There's just a few things that I can't do. And so I'm not going to yield to self-pity. What I'm going to do is realize that my challenges are what's going to make me a champion. God will make it work to good for those who love Him. He has a plan and a destiny for my life and for your life too. So I know it's easy to lose, it's easy to get into self-pity and despair and depression when you lose things and, you know, you grow older and everything doesn't work like it used to. I mean, we've got to have a sense of humor about the whole thing. It's devastating. It's devastating. But it's amazing. You know, I've stood up to the challenge, both with my eyes and with my knee. I haven't let it bring me discouragement or depression. I've faced it. I've rehabbed. I've worked out. I continue to every day. I'm stronger than I ever was. And your challenges can make you a champion. Your attitude is up to you. It's interesting, at Mass, those of you who are Catholic, at Mass we have that one period during the Mass, it's after the homily, it's the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer, where the priest says, "The Lord be with you," and you say, "And with your spirit." And then he says, "Lift up your hearts." And then you say, "We have lifted them up to the Lord." Most people don't raise their hands, but some do. In the Didache, which was the teaching of the first century, where we got the Mass, the present Mass, as it comes to us way back about 1900 years ago, in the Didache, it simply said, "Hearts up." Now we say, "Lift up your hearts." And to me, that's a crucial moment where we're saying to everybody, lift up your attitude, be positive, look to God. And everybody says, "We have lifted them up to the Lord." Sometimes we'll sing. And really, I think that's a crucial moment in Mass, and oftentimes we don't even think about it. And I want to tell you, as you're watching my program now, whether you're Catholic or not, lift up your hearts. Hearts up. Be positive. You can do it. Face your adversities. Face your challenges. We have lifted them up to the Lord as the response. And as you lift up your hearts to the Lord inhabits your praise. He inhabits your positivity, and He makes it work to good. I was watching TV the other day, and I saw a program on, many of you watch it, it's called Dancing with the Stars, very popular program on ABC. And this year's show had an interesting person. Her name was Amy Purdy. She was a snowboarding champ who lost both of her legs at age 19 to meningitis. And so she deliberated about getting on that program, since she now has prosthetic legs and feet and ankles. She deliberated getting on the show because of the embarrassment factor, and, you know, everybody would know that she has prosthetics and everything. But she's decided to face the challenge and stand up to the challenge. And she went on the show, and not only did Amy go on the show, and she was with a dancer, Derek Ho, she went on the show and finished in second place. She almost won the whole thing. And they showed her dancing with her prosthetic legs. I mean, we're talking about contesting with able-bodied people. She, in the final show, she got 89 out of 90 points from the judges and finished in second place, as I said. And what she said was at the end of the show, "The only true disability is in our minds." And what an inspiration. Maybe you saw that, Dancing with the Stars, and her name was Amy Purdy. And I've heard it said that there were two people in life who are right. Two people in life who are right. Get this. Those who say they can, and those who say they can't. And which one are you? Oh yeah, you're going to be right. Are you a can-do person or an I-can't-do-it person? Hearts up. Chuck Swindoll, a preacher, said, "I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I respond to life." I love that. 10% what happens to me, 90% about how I respond to life. See, everybody has stuff. Everybody has stuff. Not everybody responds very well. I wanted to let you know also that I was thinking about Viktor Frankl, one of the most powerful books that I ever read. Viktor Frankl, of course, Jewish psychologist, held in a Nazi concentration camp. He learned something about the power of choice when he saw everything stripped away from him in that concentration camp. And he said, "The greatest of all freedoms that nobody can take away from you is the power to choose." He saw people give up, and he saw people heroically share their food with other people. In the midst of that deprivation of the concentration camp, he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning, one of the most powerful books I've ever read in my life. Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl. And he said what he learned was that the greatest freedom is the freedom to choose your attitude in any given set of circumstances. And I think that is absolutely so true. Speaking of dancing, I want to tell you about another book that I read that has absolutely been life-changing for me. I got it right here. It's called You Gotta Keep Dancing by Tim Hensel. Tim Hensel was a mountain climber, and he loved to climb mountains. He was very athletic. Well, he fell one day, and he was paralyzed in his legs. And this book talks about choosing joy in the midst of life. And the attitude that comes forth from this book, You Gotta Keep Dancing, it's called, is just astounding. And it really touched me. And he didn't let his paralyzation stop him. Rather, his challenges made him a champion. He said some things that I've really adopted that I really like. He said, "Life can either make you bitter or better." You've probably heard that. "And suffering can either make you have a breakdown or a breakthrough. And suffering can be a prison or a prism. And trials and sufferings can either be a tombstone or a stepping stone to new life." And isn't that the way life is? I mean, we all have stuff, and what are you going to do with it? What have you been doing with this stuff? Are you dwelling in self-pity? Are you being jaded and unappreciated or unappreciative? Or are you stepping up to the plate and being a champion? Tim Hensel did, and there's another person who did that has really touched my life. Her name is Johnny Erickson. Maybe you've heard about Johnny. Johnny was a young lady who just went, she loved to dive and to swim. One time she, as a teenager, she dove into the water, and it was, the bottom was a lot closer than she thought. She broke her back, became a quadriplegic. Tragic, tragic thing that happened to her. And instead of letting her letting it stop her, develop as a person, she ended up getting married. She gave her life to Christ. I've seen her speak at Billy Graham conferences from the wheelchair. And not only this, and this is what really touches me about Johnny Erickson, she draws, not with her hands because she can't move her hands, not with her feet because she can't move her feet. She draws with her teeth. She gets a paintbrush, puts it in her teeth, and she not only draws pictures and portraits, they're magnificent. That gift that God had put in her that she would have used with her hands, she can still do with her teeth. When God puts a gift in you, no disability, no challenge, no disablement, no handicap can stop that gift from coming out. I share with many people all the time about how I had gone through panic attacks in high school. And I didn't know it back then, but God had put a gift in me, a gift for preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel. But yet I was so afraid and suffering with panic attacks, I thought that gift was going to be squelched. I didn't even know I had a gift. But when the Holy Spirit touched me, you see, God makes all things work to good for those who love Him. When the Holy Spirit touched me, I realized that there's a gift in me, and I'm not going to let fear stop me. So I stood up to the plate. See, challenges make champions, and they make chumps. And it's all your choice. Hearts up. Lift up your heart to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. So I want to talk about this whole thing about trials and sufferings. And I read a book that said, life isn't about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. See, there's always going to be storms. It's a matter of adjusting to the storms. I remember I was preaching in Conroe, Texas, just north of Houston. And a woman came up to me. It was the second time I had been to Sacred Heart Parish there. A woman comes up to me and she said, Father Cedric, there's a woman who was here last time you were here. She watches you on TV, but she can't come now because now she's in a nursing home. She's one of your biggest fans. You gotta go visit her. So I said, okay, I'll go visit her in the nursing home and try to cheer her up and, you know, pay her a visit and everything. After all, she likes my teachings and watches me on TV. I went to the nursing home thinking I was going to cheer this woman up. Her name was Marie. I go into the nursing home, and as soon as I go in, there's this woman sitting in a wheelchair, and she greets me, and it was her. And I noticed that all the people in the nursing home, the nurses and the staff, they were all talking with her and smiling at her. And I said, well, it seems like everybody knows Marie. So I went and I sat down with her. Marie has MS. She's in a wheelchair, she lost her husband, and now she's got old age and she's in a nursing home. And you should have seen the smile on her face and the attitude that she had. And I couldn't help but be buoyed up by her. I went in there to cheer her up and she cheered me up. Then after the visit, I get home a couple weeks later, I get a letter in the mail from Marie. Marie has MS. To write is very, very difficult for her. And she wrote this two-page letter thanking me for my visit. And I thought to myself, that must have taken her hours to write that. You see, your challenges can make you a champion. And it's not old age or your circumstances or the hardships of life that can determine who you are. You have to rise above your disablements. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Just like my dad had to, I've had to, Johnny Erickson, Tim Hensel, that woman, Amy Purdy, so many people have with great victory. I want to just leave you with a couple of sayings that I've written down, positive sayings, because I want you to have a good attitude. I want you to be more than a conqueror. I want you to have your heart up. I read that a ship in a harbor is safe, but ships were made for the wide open ocean. We can't direct the wind, but we can adjust the sails. We can't control the waves, but we can learn how to surf. And that's the way it is in life. The wind, the waves, they all come. We can't control them, but we can adjust. We can adapt. We can put our hearts up, and we can live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.